RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Fan Morning Show, Jeff Hathorne, Jim Colony, Sean Myers with you on New Year's Eve. And hopefully it'll be an awesome night for everyone. Just stay safe. Weather's going to be tricky.
What's it going to be like tomorrow afternoon? Like around 3 o'clock?
I don't know.
I think it's going to be okay.
I think it's going to
be okay. It should be okay by then.
Are you going sled riding?
No. Aren't you coming over?
Oh, yeah, there's that. Well, after we get done with Steeler practice.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Jim, Mike Tomlin said, went through the injury list. Isaac Seumalo, James Pierre, Brandon Echols, Calvin Austin. Oh, and TJ Watt. He's optimistic about all of them returning.
Is the week going to speak to us?
Darnell Washington won't play, obviously, with a broken arm. So of those guys, Jim, and maybe I'll even exclude Watt, who is the most critical for them to get back for this game with the Ravens Sunday night?
Well, I think getting the DBs back, I think, would help a lot. But then you can make an argument that based on what we saw, the receiver fiasco last game, that you could say Austin is actually – that elevated his importance based on what we saw with the other guys. Although I think Seumalo was always a good bet. You get him back, and then, you know, Dylan Cook has been a revelation to me. I brought this up, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, saying that and I know he's not one of the injured guys, but that could this be another Al Villanueva? And this was after he had only played, he hadn't even started a game yet. He had just come on because he had to. And it was like, holy crap, this guy, that's the best left tackle play the Steelers have had since what? Since a long time ago?
Yeah, I mean, Broderick had some moments. I didn't think he was improving, but yeah, I mean, you haven't seen many clean sheets on that left side. And
no, but
Dylan provided a clean sheet.
I guess anybody they can get back will help. But what I think has been proven the last couple games is that, and I remember saying this in the off season before they paid him all this money, is that why not trade him? You know, it's like the old Ralph Kiner. We finished last with you. We can finish last without you. And in the Steelers' case, it's like, hey, we finished a game over 500 with you. We can finish a game over 500 without you. And especially since, you know, they brought in Jack Sawyer, as long as Alex Highsmith is healthy, that's the one position where they can afford to be light. They don't. It's always nice to have a guy who's been a defensive player of the year, and at least for the next several days, you know, the season, single season sack guy. But they don't need him as much as. He's not as valuable to them as a lot of other guys are. But really, the thing is that the one thing I think that TJ will help with is stopping the run. And unless John Harbaugh is an idiot, which he has proven to be several times against the Steelers in the past, at least since he's had Derrick Henry, is just give the ball. I would just give the ball to Derrick Henry every single time until the Steelers can stop him. I would be willing to bet that you could go first and 10, and you give it to him, and it's going to be second and 5, and then it's going to be third and 1, and then it's going to be first and 10. If you just give it to Derrick Henry over and over and over again. Isn't that what happened in the Buffalo game, where they ran the same couple plays over and over again, and the Steelers couldn't stop them?
So I've seen some comments on social media of of Steeler fans saying seriously that they want Lamar to play. They want Lamar over Huntley at quarterback because their thought process is that if Lamar plays, the Ravens are going to get too cute, where they're going to try to
keep him happy
instead of just handing the ball to Henry over and over and over and over again. I don't subscribe. I don't want Lamar out there at any point. I understand the thought process, and I do hope that from that standpoint that they do change their game plan. Like, ooh, we can do all these other things now that we have Lamar in instead of just handing the damn ball to Derrick Henry, which I would, you know.
Well, didn't they learn from? Well, they didn't learn from last year. At the end of last year, where they just ran roughshod over the Steelers, and then earlier this year, TJ made at least one play early, maybe a couple. Highsmith might have made a play too, and I believe Henry put the ball on the ground, and then they got away from it. And if I'm Baltimore, I wouldn't care if he fumbles. All right, well, that's too bad. He fumbled. He's not gonna do that again. So unless he does it more than once, then I wouldn't get away from it. And that makes the Steelers' job that much easier. But I do agree with that, at least to a point. Is that, I don't know, it's like, you know, you've got a quarterback, he's an MVP or has been in the past, and said, well, we got to use him because he's Lamar Jackson, and we got Snoop Huntley, and well, he needs to hand the ball off. But it would make sense just to hand the ball off with Lamar Jackson as a quarterback and then run Henry, and then use Lamar Jackson to be Lamar Jackson.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Who would you rather have as your coach for your fan base? John Harbaugh or Mike Tomlin?
For some reason, I'd rather have Tomlin, how does neither count? Because both are in the same, and I know that I've heard Rob Long is really good. I remember when we had him on morning shows when I was on, and he was on the other day in the midday show, and he's always been, you know, he's always been like, we'd rather have Tomlin. And you know, you guys, and they're very similar in terms of in a lot of ways, aren't they? It's not like they're the same guy. They're obviously different in the way they go about things, and yet in terms of their resume, very similar. Where you go things to a certain point, and I heard Sean on the pre show talking about Penn State, James Franklin getting to a certain level and then couldn't break through what that glass ceiling, whatever it was. And so it's like, geez, I'm sick of this. I'm ready to move on. And hey, look, it could be worse, and it probably will be at Penn State. And for the Steelers, it could be worse, but maybe not.
So I would probably pick Tomlin because I think Tomlin does more with less, but not that I'm happy with what he's doing. You know, you understand what I'm saying.
My biggest beef with Tomlin is that he doesn't develop assistant coaches. assistant coaches don't come in here and get better. And then until recently, they couldn't develop defensive backs. And that was supposedly his calling card when he came here from way back when. And man, that was a long time ago now, wasn't it? When you think about everything that's happened to you, and our lives have been pretty well, certainly in my case, fairly steady, but still a lot of stuff has happened to me over the last 19 years. You know, losing a job and then getting this one, you know, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we've been in the same place. There's been a little bit, you know, there's a little bit of change in there, but there's a lot of stuff that happens to most people over the course of 19 years that are being in the same place.
I would imagine if you're in Baltimore, and I know there have been some injuries that they've dealt with, man, you are in the prime spot of having a Hall of Fame type franchise quarterback and the top runner of this decade, of this last decade, and one of the top 10 of all time, 15 of all time, and you don't win a championship with that.
And their defense has always been good.
Even though it's not that great this year.
No.
And they have had, again, they've had some injuries. And I think in a salary cap world, it's hard to be really good on both sides. Because even when they won a Super Bowl, that first Super Bowl, they were really, really good on defense. Their offense was pretty pathetic. And I get that. But, man, if I'm a Ravens fan, I'm tired of the excuses. Like, they were smart in that. They developed an offense that most pros wouldn't use at the time. Like, they realized what they had in Lamar. But, man, the fact that they can't get beyond that, whoever loses this game, while maybe the franchise won't put them on the hot seat, the fan base is going to put one of these two coaches on the hot seat based on what happens on Sunday night.
Which is why the atmosphere on Sunday night is going to be fascinating. I think. But you kind of stopped short of saying it, but do you think whichever coach loses on Sunday night is gone? I bet Harbaugh almost certainly is.
I don't know. They model themselves after the Steelers and consistency. And can Harbaugh just play off the injuries, including to, if Lamar doesn't play, do you fire him? I mean, you don't have your starting quarterback. Well, a former MVP at quarterback, and you end up losing a game. And if you look back at the earlier games, I mean, they lost a lot of one-score games to good teams, or who you thought were good teams, like the Chiefs and the Lions, and may have been better teams back then. I don't know. I don't know that either, coach. I don't think Tomlin loses his job either way.
Well, unless he decides to walk away. And I know there was that Schefter thing out there, but who knew that the Penguins would move on from Mike Sullivan? That was unexpected.
Well, until I hear from Jay Glazer, I'm not gonna necessarily.
Yeah, so Schefter, we don't put Schefter's any. We don't put any stock into that.
When it comes to Tomlin, because he's tight. Like that's
they could work together though. Think about it.
But when we come back, let's talk about that crowd thing, because I think other than what happens on the field, it's the most fascinating thing about Sunday night is what the crowd is going to be like. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It's the Fan Morning Show here on 93.7 The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.